All right, how are we doing? Yeah? I feel like after a week off of school and a lot of good food, you guys should be doing a little bit better than that, right? Maybe not? How are we doing? All right, that's a little bit better. Maybe you're tired. All right. Hey, I know Chica asked you guys, or I think Chica asked you guys earlier, but how many of you guys had like a really great Thanksgiving? You ate a lot of good food. Yeah? All right. So I'm going to count to three, and I want you to shout out your single most favorite food from Thursday or Friday or yesterday, whenever you ate it, all right? One, two, three. All right. Did you say deli meat? Okay, you said jelly beans. Does anybody else eat jelly beans on Thanksgiving? All right, a few people. I don't know what I'm more concerned about, deli meat or jelly beans? Jelly beans should be more concerning. Okay. I don't know why my favorite's broccoli casserole. I'm kind of a weird guy. I don't even love broccoli that much. Like, it's just okay for me. All right, so my mom, she is the quintessential southern home cooking, you know, grows everything in the garden and then picks the beans and, you know, makes everything in the kitchen. Like, she knows what she's doing, right? So whenever my family goes over to my parents' house and we have Thanksgiving, she does it right. But after this 45-minute lunch or so, everyone, they migrate to the living room and we go into this thing called food coma status, all right? So that's where my brother-in-law falls asleep snoring in the recliner and everyone kind of makes fun of him. My dad and myself are watching football. The girls are kind of like, you know, they're just, you know, talking, telling, you know, stories or whatever. I don't know what girls do. I don't really pay attention to them. But so, and I'm sitting there. I'm a good son. And so what good sons do whenever they're around their parents after they've been married for quite some time and they come back home is they pull out their cell phone and they, you know, look through social media whenever you're supposed to be having family time and you're supposed to be socializing with people you don't see very often. So that's not a joke. I was really doing that, much to my shame. So I'm sitting here on the couch in this food coma mode, and I'm looking through at some pictures, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's one of my best friend's birthdays, right? On Thursday, it was his birthday, and his wife had posted about him this really sweet and silly post, so I liked the picture, and then in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm gonna reach out to him. And I'll tell him happy birthday later. But did I? No, of course I didn't. I forgot about it because Thanksgiving's busy and I can give you a million excuses. And so I woke up Friday morning and I got out of bed and for some reason it just hit me. Like, oh my gosh, you didn't text him, you didn't call him, you didn't, you know, anything, happy birthday. And then my immediate reaction was, well, is it kind of okay though because I liked Jessica's picture about him? And, I mean, I wonder if he goes back and he looks at his wife's post and he's like, okay, those are basically happy birthday wishes. And then I got kind of convicted and I was like, oh, man, this is not good. I didn't do anything. Because I think we're all aware, today we have more access and more opportunities to be able to share encouragement, to share happy birthday wishes, to share whatever with people, you know, at the tips of our fingers. Right, I wrote just a few of them down. We can talk to people like normal human beings, or we can text them, we can tweet, we can gram, we can email, we can snap, we can call, we can DM, we can post. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Our culture today, we have more access to communication. We have more opportunities to communicate whatever we want to say to whoever we want to say it to than ever before in human history. We have more access and more control over communication today than we've ever had before. And for some reason, for me, I found myself thinking that it was somehow adequate to like my friend's wife's post about him as a happy birthday wish. And somehow I tried to let myself off the hook for that. And I don't know if you're anything like me or not, but you find yourself, whenever people need to hear something that you have to say, whenever they need to be encouraged by you, they need to be wished happy birthday, they need to be told something that gives them life, right? We're always around family for Thanksgiving. It's the season of Thanksgiving that we're thankful, that we encourage people. If you're anything like me, you find yourself, you're probably holding on to more encouraging words in your head than you're actually saying, right? And I like to think that I'm kind of a thoughtful person, but I can't how many times I actually think of something that I want to compliment someone on, or I want to say to someone, or I want to do for someone, or I want to recognize something. I want to tell my sister that she's, you know, she's an awesome sister. And I don't know if I've ever told you that before. Or I want to tell my dad, man, I really respect you and I look up to you in so many ways and you taught me all of these things. I think those things, but what's wrong with me? Why don't I just tell them? Why don't I just open my mouth and say those things? What makes it so difficult? Because we have all of the opportunity in the world to communicate to people. And we have so much to say, right? You're all familiar with that. You can pull out your phone or your device or log onto your computer and you can see that everyone that we're close to, we all have something to say. But are we saying the things that people really need to hear? And this problem isn't just unique for us. This has been a problem all throughout history. I mean, people have something to say, but for some reason it's just so difficult to say what people need to hear, right? I mean, you can even go back to like the early church. This guy named Paul. He was probably the most influential Christian in all of Christianity outside of Jesus. All right, so this is the guy. He was the smartest. He was the best. He was the most like well traveled. He would go around from city to city, and he would tell people what they needed to hear about following Jesus. Right, he would help them. He would encourage them. He would inspire them. He would train them. He would correct them when necessary. Everyone would come to this guy for wisdom, for advice. Everyone wanted to know what Paul had to say. And so if in the history of the church, anyone had an opportunity to say something, it was Paul. If anyone had the opportunity of people clamoring for, we want to know what you have to say, Paul, it was Paul. And what I want to do is I want to look at a couple of these verses with you when he's writing two different churches in two different cities. And the words that he chooses, out of any words that he could possibly say, out of anything he could possibly write them, I want to share with you the words that he has chosen that he feels like they need. So check this out. This is the first one. It's in the book of Philippians. It's in the New Testament. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from this day from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Paul says, this is the church in Philippi. I can tell you so many different things. I can say so much to you, but what I feel like you really need to hear right now from me is I am so thankful. Every time I remember you, I thank God for you. And not only am I so thankful for you, then I pray for you. And not only do I pray for you, but I believe that God is not done with you guys yet. That God is still going to continue to work in you. He takes a moment to say, I want to encourage you. I want to breathe life into what you're doing. Yes, we can talk about other stuff. And yes, we're going to get into other things. But I want to make sure not to miss an opportunity to say some encouraging things to some people that really need to hear it. Then he takes it a step further in another book. This is to the church of Ephesus in the book of Ephesians, New Testament. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. All right, so fortunately for some of you guys, we're not going to talk about this part of the verse, unwholesome talk coming from your mouths, because some of you eighth grade guys, your heart's racing right now and your eyes are getting kind of big. You're like, oh boy, is he going to make me feel bad about what I call my sister or what I say whenever my parents aren't around? No, I'm not. But if your heart's racing or if you feel like you're getting a little worked up right now, you should probably go back. This is Ephesians 4:29 and pray about this maybe later, all right? So do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful. Listen to this. But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. That's so important. According to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Paul, one of the most influential Christians in all of history, one of the most sought after opinions and advice givers in all of Christianity, took time to say, I need you to know something. I believe in you. I'm thankful for you. You're doing a good work. God isn't done with you. And he built people up with his words. And for some reason, out of all of the opportunities, Paul is seeming to say, I'm going to take a step back and I'm just going to make it really, really clear. I think Paul realizes this. We all need to hear encouragement. No matter what your story is, no matter how happy things are for you right now, no matter how difficult things are for you right now, because the church in Philippi and the church in Ephesus, they're on two different planets in a lot of ways. But yet he takes the time to say the same thing to them. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to build you up. I'm going to give you what you need, because Paul knows something, that no matter what, we all need encouragement. And I'm looking back, I'm thinking, man, why? Like, I feel guilty. Why couldn't I just, I call my buddy, right? Why couldn't I just send him a text message? Why couldn't I just tell him that I'm grateful for him? What made me move on? And I don't know, I honestly don't know the answer to that yet. I'm still trying to work through this stuff with you. But I do know this. I know that there's something in most of us guys that makes it really difficult to share our feelings, right? It makes it really difficult for us to share our emotions. Because for some reason, if we like get caught up in our feelings, things just get kind of weird and we don't know what else to say. And then we're like, okay, so... I mean, I'm telling you, it's clunky and it's awkward, but guys, I want you to lean into this emotion. I want you to lean into this fear, because I feel like God has given you encouragement to say to other guys and to other girls, but an encouraging word that stays in your mind isn't encouraging, right? It's helpful to no one. It's not helpful at all. And ladies, I know this is much easier for you to talk about your feelings and to talk about, you know, how encouraged you are with one another. But I also know there's a side of you that you're in this race, in this competition, and if you compliment another girl, it could make you feel less, right? Because it could, if you build someone up, right, then all of a sudden they're higher than you are, and you get in this race of, oh, I don't want to say that to her because that might make her believe that, you know, she is better than I am, or that might make these other people think that, well, if I'm complimenting her on this, then I must not think too highly of myself, and I push myself down and I raise someone else up. I don't want to do that, right? No matter where you're sitting today, I feel like this is a big obstacle. This is a big issue for us, and it's something that I don't have the solution to. I just know we need to shine a spotlight on it and say, we have a lot of things that we could say to people. We have a lot of platforms that we could say it in. But are we saying what people really need to hear? Because people need to be encouraged. All right, so I want to give you one very practical thing that, I'm learning this with you. I learned it on Thursday. I'm going to try to make it a rule for myself. I want to give you one very practical thing that you can leave this room with and hopefully remember and do from now on. Okay, are you ready? Shake your heads if you're ready. All right, so this is what it is. Don't say happy birthday. Say why you're happy it's their birthday. All right? Don't say happy birthday. Say why you're happy it's their birthday. Say that with me. Don't say happy birthday. Say why you're happy. It's their birthday. All right. You got, I mean, that's, I know that's a little bit simple, right? We might have oversimplified it. But I really think if you start there, if you make some type of effort, if you get into small groups and you're not thrown off by the awkwardness of like, oh, I don't want to talk to these other dudes about like why I don't like to encourage other people. We know that you love to be encouraged. Every single person in this room, you love to be affirmed. You love to be built up. But there's something inside of us sometimes that just makes us not want to share that with other people. But we love it. We just don't want to give it sometimes. And so I want you guys to talk about that in small group with this one as your first questions. Has there been a time when you needed some encouragement from someone and you didn't receive it? How did it make you feel? Again, fellas, I know that you're not all about your feelings. I get it. But please lean into that conversation. I think it could be really helpful. Has there ever been a time when you needed encouragement from someone and you didn't get it? How did that make you feel? You guys pray with me, then we'll head to group. Heavenly Father, God, thank you for simple truths like this. We believe that that no matter what, I mean, human beings by nature, we need to be affirming other people. We're all in this together. We're all figuring this out. We need to be with one another. But even more so for those of us that consider ourselves followers of Jesus, Christians, that we love God. How much more so should we be encouraging to the other people? How much more so should we be focused less on building other people up because we might feel small. So I pray that these sixth grade students, seventh grade students, and eighth grade students at this age, they can begin to understand this, that it's not about who feels bigger, who feels smaller. It's about sharing the encouraging things that you put in our hearts about other people, because an encouraging word that goes unspoken isn't encouraging at all. God, we're thankful for these students. We're thankful for the conversations that they're about to have. We just ask that you bless them. Thank you for their small group leaders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.